Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Pause up, pet pals. Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore, one of the world's top champions for cats, especially those without homes, is our special guest today. She unifies cat advocates, works with shelters, and develops technology to truly make this a 21st century pursuit of bringing out the best in cats. Yes, I did say pursuits. Come on, guys, you know me. Please welcome back to our show and proudly sporting the title of head cat for Community Cat Central, Stacy LeBaron. Welcome, welcome, Stacy.
Well, thank you, Arden. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. It's fun, not just a pleasure, but fun too.
Well, you got some big news. Yes, I'm just full of puns today. Big news. For many, many years, people know, have been following you as the Community Cats podcast, and it's amazing. Over 500 episodes, great topics, great guests, but you have expanded your goals. Please tell us, what does it mean now that it's called Community Cats Central?
Right. I am so excited to share that we are now called Community Cats Central, which does not mean the podcast is going away. We have over 600 episodes of the podcast, and we're going to keep going as long as there's stories. As you know from the news world, as long as there's stories, we're going to still have a podcast. And so I have all confidence that the stories are going to continue and folks are going to continue to turn their passion for cats into action. But we really felt over the years that we needed Community Cats Central, something more than a podcast, because we'd become more than a podcast. We were doing over 30 online events, and we wanted to be able to also provide some online education. So we've crafted this whole e-learning center at Community Cats Central, which has memberships, it has access to all of our events, it has online and on-demand events, it's all virtual. I want to be able to have education for someone in Ireland. We have a person in Ireland that is a Community Cat pass holder. We want to be global. Cats are everywhere. If cats are everywhere, we should be everywhere, right? And so we want it to be accessible, affordable, be able to touch anyone who's out there who wants to turn their passion for cats into action, you know, including you, Arden. We're collaborating with you on a great project, and you've been a longtime attendee and speaker at our online behavior day. So yeah, and we're going to do some consulting. We got some really fun things going on down the road, but anyway, it's all great.
I am so jazzed. Come on. This is like global. You know, we're going to dive into this a little bit more. We got to take a quick break so you guys know the drill. We got to sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. OBehave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Got a great gal here. Her name is Stacey LeBaron, and she has a global group that is helping cats all over. And it used to be just simply called Community Cats Podcast. But it was always more than just the podcast. It's online learning, as you said. And then you have been quiet. You've been very quiet for about it on some things and behind the scenes. And it's because you can let the big news out of the bag. I don't want to put a cat in a bag. Let's just put big news in the bag and take it out. And the Community Cats Central. So we're going to dive into more because you do online conferences, you do online e-learning, but, you know, I think people now want to be able to learn anywhere on their own preference, right? So the secret to e-learning and how does that apply to helping us help cats?
So yeah, we have all of these certification programs. So we have partnered with organizations like Neighborhood Cats and the National Kitten Coalition on a series of certification programs, especially Neighborhood Cats. We've been running these TNR, Trap, Neuter, yes. Return certification workshops. It's about a 3-hour session. You take a test at the end and people get their certificate. They show it to their local veterinarian to show that they know what a cat trap is and they're not trying to just take a feral cat and shove it in a carrier or try and, you know, carry it in a towel or whatever. You know, we know how to handle those cats that really need a different approach with regards to how to be brought into a veterinarian and trying to have it be this collaborative community solution. It's TNR or TNVR, if you prefer to put that V in there, which is vaccinate, TNVR culture. Everyone, individuals know what an ear tip is. You were talking earlier before we started about an ear tip and you know what that means, but not many people know what that means. And
well, so, here you are. You're on All Behaved. let it out.
So if you see a cat with an ear tip on the left ear, a little flat cut, it means the cat has been spayed or neutered and probably has at least one rabies vaccine and maybe a distemper vaccine in its arsenal of health services carrying going with that cat. If you're in California or Oregon or the state of Washington, that ear tip will be on the right hand side. I didn't know that. And so you'll have the ear tip on the right hand side. But if it's a little flat cut, if it doesn't look like the cat's been on a fight and it's an ear, you know, or cauliflower ears, if you have frostbite, they get those little cauliflower ears. But if it's a flat cut, it means that cat is probably spayed or neutered and has had some level of vaccine. So there is what's called TNR or TNVR in some parts of the country. I want to create TNR culture that we have in our community. Our veterinarians know what TNR is. Our veterinarians know how to handle community cats that are coming in from outside in traps. So my dream is that, you know, everybody just knows that this is what we do to help cats that are outside. And we know how to identify a cat that's not a cat that's meant to go back out there.
I like that. You know, you do offer these workshops. And do you have any stats about where people have come to take these online and how many you've actually taught?
So we have over 5,000 certified TNR folks. Many of them come from New York City as well as Michigan, because with the Neighborhood Cats partnership, along with All About Animal Rescue in Michigan, you get benefits. So if you are TNR certified, you get access to more affordable spay-neuter services, as well as getting access to free trap rentals. So you'll get access to that equipment.
Nice.
There are some other pockets out there. We have some groups in California, another group in Hawaii. And so we have what are called group partners. So you can actually go into this new site and purchase a group package for your volunteers to become educated and TNR certified so that then they can decide, you know, do they want to volunteer? Some people don't even know, like sometimes when you trap a cat, it'll flip out, right? It'll get a little bit agitated in the trap and you need to cover it. Some people don't know that and it's really not their cup of tea. It's okay. That's what the TNR workshops are all about.
Well, it sounds like people start with the premise of having a good heart. They want to help. They think a cat in trouble. They don't know. Is this a someone's cat that got out or is this a cat that lives in the community? And then you've mentioned about the ear tipping. So people need to know, what is a community cat? I personally know, I live in Dallas. I feed 3 on the front porch and 1 in the backyard. And they do keep me to a ritual for feeding. They let me know. But tell us about, what is a community cat?
I'm going to turn this question back to you, Arden.
Oh, so, no.
Do you know if anyone else feeds your community cats?
Yes, because we have a little network in our little Forest Hill community in Dallas, and people let people know when they're feeding. I personally know of 3 other neighbors that are feeding the cats, and we kind of talk together. So there's programs like Next Door and local communities. That's the way I know it. Also, I walk my dogs and I see my community cats chowing down 3 doors down, 2 waving at me, saying, delicious, I get double helpings. So did I answer your question?
You did. So yeah, the definition of community cat is really, I mean, their origin story really is with Adam and Eve.
Oh,
you know, so Adam and Eve.
We're going biblical, folks.
I know. Adam and Eve were 2 cats that, you know, lived in 2 different houses. Cats have been domesticated and they were living in houses. And for whatever reason, they got released out into the wild, whether it's abandonment or getting lost, or, you know, many folks have indoor outdoor cats and things happen. And if they were not spayed or neutered, there's a farther range that they go. And so, you know, some of those cats, then if they have kittens, they become what we used to think of as feral kittens born in the wild.
Yes.
And so they're basically these cats that have grown up and they have no designated owner and they haven't known a home to be an indoor environment. They've known their home to be only outdoors, and that's what they're comfortable with. And many people feed community cats. 60% of people say they feed cats, but they don't know who owns the cats. And so the thing that we want to ensure is that community cats are those that were born out there, that are comfortable being out there. It's their environment. And it could be a cat that was born in a house that's out there. You know, maybe they're comfortable having 5 different homes, you know, to feed from. And so, you know, it's this very gray area in determining what's right. So I define a community cat as 4 paws on the ground outside.
Okay.
There you go. It's a cat that's outside and it's like a free-for-all, right? So we know that many people have indoor-outdoor cats. Well, you know, when they're outside, we don't have control over what those cats are doing. So they become part of that outdoor community. And so I'm sure they're being fed by somebody else down the street, even though they have an owner. They have, you know, sub-owners too. And they're community connectors. Our cats are community connectors. You know your neighbors because of those cats.
That's a good point.
You're not borrowing sugar from your neighbors anymore because Amazon can deliver it to you in 2 hours, right? But you are connecting with them because of the cats. And so they are bringing us back to this roots of getting to know our neighbors. And I really feel that that's one of the key things that we need to celebrate about community cats, is it's bringing us back together as human beings. We're not talking to each other through our chat. We're talking to each other human to human. If something happens to that cat, you've got a network of 4 people to say, hey, we've got a broken leg we've got to fix. You know, can we all pitch in and make this, you know, possible? Because vet care is super expensive, Arden.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we have a neighbor, Ray, and for a couple of years, this cat would come out of the bushes, this black and white cat, and walk with our dogs, and found out that Ray, we were calling him Baxter. And then we had a very cold weather coming, and we like, this cat can't make it. And he's very friendly, lets us touch him. His ear was tipped. And we put him in the bathroom the night before a big storm here in Dallas. And we were thoroughly expecting that to be a disaster zone when we opened the door in the morning. And he had used the litter box. He was sitting happy in a bed and purring. And yes, we ended up adopting him. He wanted to be inside. But we have another cat outside named Blaze right now. And he wants to get within a foot of us. But he's like, don't touch me. I would love to live in, please keep things well in your patio. We opened it up for him. And he loves our dogs. He's not scared of the dogs. They've actually touched noses. But he does not want to come in. So I guess the question is, we really have to pay attention to the cues that cat has given us. What makes them more comfortable, right?
You got to be the, what is it you say? The pet detective. So I'll say,
yeah,
the cat detective.
which is we have to pick up on their signals. You know, what is it that it seems to be working for them, and, you know, develop a plan for them. And maybe right now, the way that that cat is behaving is what he wants now. 2 years from now, maybe not, as he gets older, right? And then they want to go and have a retirement situation. So, you know, we have to just keep our eyes and ears. But it's hard. It's hard because he goes off and you don't know where he's going. But, you know, hopefully he comes back. But if he doesn't come back for a few days, that's, I think that's the hardest part of this whole business.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Letting them go.
I thought you liked me. You don't like me anymore.
Right.
You got to like realize it's okay. Yeah. He seems to like being in it. We have a big backyard. It's fenced. And we have places under my, I have a Ard's Den, my portable office where I'm recording the show right now. Plus we have pretty big indoor-outdoor patio. So this cat has a big safety area that he can keep from other critters. Hey, folks, we're talking with Stacy LeBaron. We're talking about the new launch of the Community Cats Central, which is a whole bunch of great things for cats. We're going to dive in a little bit more about some of the ways you can get some online classes globally after we take this quick break. So sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages. Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Joyce DeWitt. You may remember me from Three's Company, inviting you to have the good sense to tune in to the adorable, amazing Arden Moore on Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Oh Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got one of my favorite people, and that is Stacy LeBaron. I love your title, Head Cat of Community Cat Central. Now, that's a pretty cool title.
Oh, I love it. I love it, and it's great. I think other people love it. And then we have Kristen Petry, who's been with me for 10 years, who's our technical tabby. And so if you check out that website, our new website at Community Cat Central, I will say it is Kristen's labor of love. So she was the designer. She was the implementer. So a huge shout out to Kristen, who's been my partner over the last 10 years. And there would have been no podcast without Kristen. So just want to put a little 2 cents out there for her. She's lovely.
I love Kristen.
Yeah.
So we go to Community Cats Central now. And I wanted to ask you because, you know, people are using platforms now and teaching courses that are self-paced. So people can learn anytime, anywhere. But you have backups to verify that they actually didn't just turn it on and go watch, you know, Stranger Things. So there's got to be some things in place because people want education and organizations want people, volunteers and staff that verify that they're learning from a great reputable company like you. So can you talk about this launch? Because that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, so we have in the Community Cat Central space, we have on-demand learning. We have live sessions. It's all on a Thinkific platform. So everybody will have their own educational student portal. So when you've taken one of our sessions, it will be saved under the student's name. So it really is like you're part of a Community Cat University when you log in for the first time.
And, okay, cool.
You know, and we want everything. So, you know, anything that any person could think of out there that they needed help with regards to the topic of cat, especially with a focus on community cats, but I feel that can cover everybody almost. We wanted to be there for them. If I don't want somebody to say, I didn't do this because I couldn't find a resource to help me, right? So I'm here to serve the needs educationally for anybody that really wants to do anything for cats, you know, including, you know, Arden, you have experience in the online learning space too. You are like the CPR pro out there for cats and dogs. And, you know, and again, we're collaborating together on that, getting those experts in each category and topic to present on all things cats.
Did you sleep? You didn't get any cat naps last year, did you? You and Kristen.
No, Kristen, we started this journey back in July. We actually made this decision back in July, and the journey has been going since then. And I would say Kristen's the one who's had less sleep than I have. But it's really amazing. And I just fully believe that if we can give folks the toolkit of the things that they need, that they're going to be able to just blossom. That's what we are. We're sprouters, Arden. We're blossomers. You know, we plant the seeds, but then we let them grow, right? We let the garden grow. You know, we launch the grasshoppers, right, out there. And that's what we want. You know, cats and kittens, cats can have a lot of kittens. They're scalable, right? They have so many kittens out there. So I need as many community cat passionate people as there are kittens. Maybe that's the ratio we should be looking at, you know, number of cats to passionate cat people, 1-to-1, and then we'll be all fine.
So who are some of your cat heroes? We mentioned Kristen, but it does take a colony. I didn't say a village, a colony to help cats. But who have been some of your personal heroes?
Yeah. Well, of course. I think I'm on the board of the United Spay Alliance. And I don't know if you've heard about Feline Fix by Five, but in February, it'll be its 10-year anniversary of the Feline Fix by Five campaign. And so if every veterinarian out there just moved the date for spay neuter from 6 months down to 5 months, we would be eliminating the kitten overpopulation situation in shelters, which has been a hot topic this year, that 50% of the cats that are euthanized in shelters are under the age of 6 months. Oh. And so it's the kittens, the neonatals, the ones that really need emergency care that are ending up being euthanized. So how do we really prevent those from being born? So Esther Meckler is a hero of mine for starting United Spay Alliance and Feline Fix by Five, as well as Peter Marsh, who really helped me think through the cat overpopulation situation. So I can go into a community and help consult with them. And we'll do a little cat math. I have a 4-hour cat math course that I do.
Oh, no. No, not cat geometry.
No. And we'll, in 4 hours, it's strategic planning for 3 to 5 years in 4 hours. You know, I'll get them on a plan. Within 3 to 5 years, they will be at a balanced level for their cat population in the community. And they're not going to be like freaking out and overwhelmed with cats.
Well, give me a little cat math stat, can you?
Cat math stat. Well, so I would say in general, I can give you a light. We have a calculator. We have a community cat calculator on our website, along with the community cat pyramid, which talks about the strategy, the overall strategy that really we need to look at owned cats. We need to do more spay neuter for owned cats. We need to increase our spay neuter capacity. So in a community of like 125,000 people, population based, you most likely on an annual basis to get ahead of the game will need to spay neuter anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 cats a year. And so, yeah, so that's just giving you a sort of a ballpark figure, but you do a community cats needs assessment and it'll help you really be able to determine the needs of your community depending on what you've already got. Some places are considered spay neuter deserts. I don't know if you've heard that term.
What is that?
So a spay neuter desert is an area where there's very obvious limited veterinary care in that community. So there's a map out there, veterinary access map, that identifies parts of the country that are really short-handed with regards to veterinarians. The rural areas are extremely compromised at this point in time. Finding veterinarians to work in rural areas is really hard. And so that becomes really hard for folks to be able to get their pets the veterinary care they need, as well as, you know, spayed or neutered, which creates oops litters. And then we're down that vicious road again.
Wow. Wow. So hats off to United Spay Alliance. Any other heroes? I don't know, your mom. I don't know, somebody that really inspired you to get into the field of helping cats.
Yeah. So these journeys are so funny because I started out by just walking up the stairs of a small little shelter with my 20-pound bag of cat litter and my 20-pound bag of dry cat food. And I thought, oh, this will take care of them for a week, right? And, you know, I'm walking in there and they had just taken in a hoarding situation. So they had like one room with like 60 cats on top of two filing cabinets. And it was like the cat pyramid of cats, right? And I'm like, oh, wow. So this is just not my... You know, I just didn't know what I was doing, right? This is crazy. They're my heroes. They're my leaders. You know, the more people I meet on this journey, I'm like, I want to help you. I walked in. I was like, okay, this is just, you know, what can I do to help? I don't like needles, so I'm not in that space. But it's like, how can I help? So I guess I would say, you know, I have a hero on my journey each way, because then I'm like, oh, I need to help you. I need to assist you. So I really just think everybody out there on the front line, the 2 a.m. in the morning trapping, the 2 a.m. in the morning feeding the bottle babies, boy, that's a job I don't want.
All right. And just for fun, what did you want to be when you were growing up, and where was childhood, and what was the thought process of a young Stacy?
Well, I grew up in Massachusetts, and I had a cat that was 7 years older than me that was kind of on the grumpy side. So she definitely taught me very early on about respecting personal space.
What was her name?
Duncan. Because when my parents got her as a kitten, they were told that it was a boy cat. And then they brought her to the vet and they discovered she was a girl cat. Back then, I mean, that was in 1961, and they got her spayed before 6 months of age. So that was kind of cool. So I always thought you got your cats fixed. I never thought that that wouldn't happen. So that was in my DNA. And I wanted to be an architect.
An architect. Okay. Is there anybody in your family that was an architect, or were you just a whiz at Legos? I mean, what?
Yeah, no, my mom really loved art. She was an artist, a painter as a hobby. And we both loved driving around town and looking at architecture. We thought it was so interesting learning about the different architects out there. Frank Lloyd Wright especially was one of our favorites.
Well, I grew up near Chicago, so he was big there.
For sure, definitely. And then I ended up graduating with a degree in urban studies. And I also had nonprofit management, public policy, and urban planning in my sort of my toolkit. And then what I use is the cat as like that avenue for sort of looking at our urban welfare and societal welfare.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, an example is adult girl, or, you know, early 20s girls throws kitten down the stairs, right? 7-year-old boy picks up kitten, brings kitten over to the volunteers who are feeding those cats at the feeding station to say, can you help get help for this kitten? And of course, they say yes. And and he said, you know, because you're here, I know I can ask for help. And so maybe then if something else is happening in his household that's problematic, he will know to trust others to ask for help. So I think of our cats as this sort of gluing tool with society to help us rebuild trust.
I love that. I love that. We always ask our guests, and you get this question, what is some attribute, some trait, some characteristic of a cat you wish you had, and why?
Characteristic of a cat that I wish I had. Agility.
Ooh, okay.
I play tennis. I play tennis, and I love sports. And so the things that I see that cats can do, if I could leap and jump and fly, my serve would be so good.
Wimbledon.
I would be at Wimbledon, right? Exactly. So I think I'd have to say agility.
All right. We want people to know how to get their paws on more information about you, Stacy LeBaron, and Community Cats Central. Tell us how they can do that.
The best place to go is just to our website, is at Community Cats Central, communitycatscentral.com. Don't worry if you forget the S. It'll still find us anyway. But communitycatscentral.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. We're still at Community Cats Podcast on the social media links. I am Stacy at communitycatscentral.com is my email. And we are very responsive. I do not want to let anyone feel like they've been left behind. So please, I think of myself as the cat connector. And if you've got a question and you're not getting an answer, feel free to reach out to me, because I'm pretty stubborn about that. I will help find you a solution.
All right. We salute all that you and the team are doing for cats, Stacy LeBaron. At this time, also, I want to do a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He produces all the shows on the largest pet network, Pet Life Radio. And humbly, you're listening to Obehave, voted the best podcast and the winner of the President's Award by the Cat Writers Association. So that's a big deal. And as Stacy alluded to, my whatever superpower, my drive is to help keep cats and dogs safe. So I hope you check out Pet First Aid for You, because they feature a real dog and a real cat, Kona and Casey. And we now have a dog in training, Nova Six Toes. So we are trying to do everything we can to help pets safe. Everything is veterinary approved.
So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4 leggers out there. Obehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.